Welcome into the Waiver Fire podcast, special Alice edition of the pod. Mom, how are you?
I am awesome. I'm so excited. We've been wanting to make this happen for a long time. We're finally doing it.
Wow.
When we're both having losing weeks, but we'll talk about that later.
The Waiver Fire's number one fan.
I am. I've told Nick in the last couple of weeks, no Waiver Fire. And I look forward to that every time I drive between Auburn and Birmingham. I want it on. I feel comforted with Nick and JP.
All right. That's
and the other guests.
We've had you on before for some miscellaneous.
That was like 2 years ago.
But this is your first fantasy football podcast.
I am a veteran now. Thank you.
This is your second year.
Yeah, at least.
How is fantasy football treating you?
I'm excited about fantasy. I think at my team in general, I had been leading our family league until now, which my husband, Nick's dad, reminded me tonight gleefully, well, I'll be in the lead now because I'm going down to my son-in-law, Robbie, which is a little shameful because he does not have the
dad
best
dad didn't
team.
Even wait till Tuesday morning. He saw it in the cards and said, hey, look what's about to happen.
No, yeah. I'm
so your first year, we did best ball.
We did best ball.
Where you don't make any roster changes throughout the season.
Right.
But this is the first year where you have
being
to set.
Active.
You have been. I don't think that I've seen a... I think you've completed your roster every week.
I have completed my roster.
I think you've even made some waiver moves.
I made waiver moves. I have not done any trades. I'm not yet up to that.
But right.
I've learned the app, which is good because it's so much better than the app we used for the family baseball fantasy. That
the sleeper
ESPN
app is nice,
app
isn't it?
Sucked.
That's true.
But the sleeper app is cool. And my team, other than a few blips, with
Keenan Allen's
done
Christian
well.
McCaffrey.
Well, he did not have.
Not this week.
It wasn't as bad as Cooper Kupp.
Oh.
It was a complete disaster this week.
I mean, the whole season, he's been injured. He's been not injured.
Yeah, I mean, he's had his moments. But then my star quarterback, the Vikings, went out for the season.
Kirk.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins out for the season. I had to pick up a quarterback on waivers.
That's
which
never good.
Yeah, Geno Smith. He's not horrible, but he's
Let
not
me
the
ask
finest.
You this. Has there been a moment yet, a fantasy football moment, where you've had a close win or a tough loss? Not everybody gets them their first year. You might not have that.
I have not had a close win.
Okay.
I would say this loss is hard, the one I'm doing, because I was favored for forever.
Oh, you can never look at the...
With Robbie.
Never look at the
And
projection.
Then it kept going down. Now I have a 1% chance. I have two players tonight, but one of them is doing poorly. I can say the other is not doing wonderfully. So I do have the star
All right,
tight end.
Fantastic. Let me give you a moment right now.
Okay.
Let me give you my moment. That happened this fucking weekend right
okay,
now.
This Nick needs to tell you the story because it
sitting
is a
in
sad
second place.
Story. It's a
have
sad
I gotten
story.
Lucky this year? Maybe.
Nah,
maybe
not
a
as,
little
not
bit.
As lucky as Jandy has.
We're not evoking the name of Jandy.
We are.
This
my,
early
my
in
other
the podcast.
Son.
I'm sitting in second place.
Okay.
I'm feeling great. I've had some narrow victories. Has Justin Jefferson forsaken me for most of the year?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Did Dallas Goedert die on me? Sure.
Yes.
Did Mike Williams die on me? Of
yes.
course. Could I rise from
yes.
the ashes?
And you
yes,
have been. Yes.
I have been.
And you were playing the worst team in the league.
Cody's team is, it's not, it shouldn't even be called that.
Well,
it's
it was this week.
Amateur hour. Let's start with Thursday night. We've got Joe Mixon going to the game. He's been tried and true. He puts up great numbers. 100 yards and a touchdown. Oh, this weekend's good to go.
Right?
I can wipe my hands right now. What happens on Friday? Cody trades his best player for two scrubs.
Yeah, and Nick is
wow.
Lethal to me. He's like, oh, Cody made some horrible trades.
I mean, this is
it's
this
gonna
is
be easy.
Why did he just folded? He's just thrown in the towel. Thanks, Cody. Yeah. Now I'll be locked up for the playoffs.
We're talking about fantasy football here. You never can count him out.
One of his wide receivers for the Los Angeles Chargers gets ruled out Sunday morning. I'm playing the Los Angeles Charger wide receiver. Oh, that should be a bump for him. That's fantastic. Wow. Devon Achane gets hurt on the first play. Oh, my boy Raheem Mostert should be a star this week. He's got the backfield locked up for himself. Here's where the hits start coming. My Detroit Lions defense playing the miserable Chicago Bears at home in Detroit.
And the Detroit's been on fire.
And Justin Fields starts slapping their face with cock and balls.
All right, let's not keep it
too Deontay salty. Johnson, two catches on 8 targets. How many yards would you think? Two catches. 16.
30.
16.
That's pathetic.
Receiving yards. Oh, let's one up that. Gabe Davis, 0 targets. 0 targets.
Wasn't his
He
night.
Ran over 30 routes. Wasn't and he didn't night. Get a target. It's okay. Najee on the other side, he's a chump. He doesn't do anything this week.
Yeah, Najee was not good.
It's not doing anything.
Yeah, Najee, not a good.
Logan Thomas,
weeks, not this
he's
week.
Starting to get a couple points. Okay, sure, give it to him. Kareem Hunt, oh, miserable. Debo Samuel, who I traded David Montgomery for, he's doing fine. Of course, David Montgomery scores a last-second touchdown that would have won me the game if I had kept him.
Yeah.
Daryl Henderson on the opposite side. We're getting,
shoulda, woulda.
We're in the 3 o'clock games right now. It's close. It's real close. Anything can sway the tide at this point. Daryl Henderson drops 2 receiving touchdowns for Cody. I'm thinking, oh, baby, here we go.
Yeah. He was
Daryl Henderson gets 3 goal line carries in a row from the 1. And finally, his fat ass smashes it in for the 10.
Yeah, it was inevitable.
It's all right. We're going into Sunday night. Cortland Sutton. He's gotten a touchdown every game. Surely he can't do it again. And he doesn't. Vikings hold Denver. Vikings turned the ball over 3 or 4 times in their own territory. Denver was in Vikings area the whole game. And we held them to 5 straight field goals.
It was the Vikings game.
The last minute.
I know.
The Vikings are on the road. Now, let's say
Denver
has been the hottest team in the NFL.
Yeah, but
Vikings lost their star quarterback. Had to make a last-second trade to pick up Dobbs.
Okay,
and
but
he has been unbelievable. He's been a hero. And he leads our team into Denver. 21-15. Come on, defense, one more time.
Yeah, they couldn't do it. They choked it away.
Russell Wilson throws a Hail Mary from the 30-yard line.
Not only a Hail Mary, listeners, but 1-2. Cody's receiver.
Cortland Sutton goes up in absolutely beast mode this catch.
Yeah, you got to admire that. I'm sorry. You got to admire it.
And I'm thinking, okay, I just got washed.
You just got shellacked.
I just lost by 1.7 points in the last minute. Invoked that on some other people in years past? Yes.
But not recently.
I haven't had it happen to me in a while.
So I'm just
hold on. And then I'm thinking, all right,
he talks to his mother.
Vikings, give me something. Come back. Denver misses the two-point conversion. It's a one-point game. They've got a minute on the clock with, I think, a couple timeouts. You just need a field goal.
They couldn't get it done.
How many yards do you think they got on the final drive?
15.
How about 0 yards?
that's weak.
My God.
So
and the Vikings lose. And I'm going to fall to 7-4.
And Nick was crying real tears here, I'll tell you.
I have to play Moonhead next week. Moonhead's team is disgusting.
But Moonhead, I applaud your team, but I think Nick could fight the good fight. And I do have to say, Cody, Nick is not your favorite person right now, but I'm giving you congratulations. You showed that fantasy football, you never know what's going to happen. So congrats to you. I told Nick, if you got to lose to someone, Cody was the best person because he's not a danger to you. Nick is now all doom and gloom about, I'm not making the playoffs. I'm not making the playoffs.
I will say this. We're sitting here on Monday Night Football. We've got about four minutes.
With the Manning brothers.
We've got about 4 minutes left in the third quarter. So plenty of game left.
No, it's over for me.
The Eagles just punched it in to make it a 3-point game. It's a spicy one we've got
it's
here.
It's a good game.
Jandy has Patrick Mahomes, Devonta Smith, and Rashi Rice. And he's still down by 10 points.
Is he down?
He needs 10
I thought you points. Said he had already won this weekend.
Mahomes and his players are being stalked on Monday night.
Oh, Jandy, I'm sorry. If I hope Jandy you can come through.
And lose tonight.
It would make it all worthwhile, Nick.
It wouldn't be the complete salve, but it would be an ointment. It would be a nice ointment.
Well, I hope Jandy wins, but even if he loses, if it makes Nick happy, there's some joy in that.
You know who he's playing against? He's playing the waiver fire co-host.
Oh, he's playing JP.
JP.
I did. Yeah, you did tell me. So JP, I love you too. So it's hard to choose, but I got to choose my blood. So I'm hoping for Jandy makes it.
All right. Hey, we've got you on the pod. Did you need to vent any more about your tough loss, or did you kind of get it off your chest?
No, I mean Robbie doesn't get many wins, so know. No, I'm happy for him. It was unexpected. And you know, I've always said ever since I've been in fantasy football, which I didn't realize before I got involved, these players are like butterflies. They're so fucking fragile.
This year.
You just never know, you know, any little thing can put them out for weeks. And it's just been tough in terms of questionables, IRs, and so on. I did not realize they were such a, you know, group that could be so fragile.
You know, it's one thing if a running back, you know, breaks his leg, gets concussed into the delirium.
But
that's in times
about.
Past. That's an accepted evil.
These
we're
are like,
talking about quarterbacks.
Yeah.
We're talking about Aaron Rodgers, Kirk Cousins, Anthony Richardson. I mean, the list of quarterbacks that have gotten hurt.
It's sad.
It's insane.
Yeah, and I waited for how many weeks for Connor? I guess 10 weeks for
again,
Connor to
running
come
back.
Back.
But Justin Jefferson.
Still, I waited a long time. He is back.
Justin Jefferson.
Nick's still
you,
waiting,
well,
Justin.
You
need to come back.
Many a running back because I thought, oh, wide receivers, it's a safety thing, you know. Yeah. CMC's going to get hurt. Justin Jefferson has been nursing a hammy for like a month and a half now.
Longer than that.
Let's get into a little trivia, Mom.
Uh-oh. Well, I won't know much.
I told you I concocted a little game.
Okay. I don't know much football.
You're a fantasy football vet.
Okay, if you say so.
Let's start off with a gimme right here.
Okay.
We've got a kickoff in a football game.
Okay.
You know what a kickoff is.
I do.
Somebody scored or it's the beginning. Let's say the receiving team has a fair catch.
Yep.
Where's the ball go? What yard?
Okay. So in college, I think it's 30 yards, or it used to be 25 or 30. I'll say 20 in pros.
It used to be 20. It has been moved up to 25.
Well, then the college must be 30.
It's not. It's the same.
Oh. Well, see, they keep moving it. You know, I have a little age on me. I age myself, and it's just like the designated hitter in baseball. They just keep making it easier for the players.
Your answer reminded me when I was taking my driving test. I walked out in the parking lot with the examiner. He said, "So, what's the speed limit of this parking lot right here?" I said, 25?
Not 20.
He said, "Sir, it's 5. I thought I had the X right there. I thought we were going right back into the building. He passed me though. You were in the ballpark. I'll give you some amount of credit.
They've moved it up. They make it easier. It's like everybody gets an A nowadays.
We're going to step up in a little bit of difficulty here, but not too much.
Okay.
Who won last year's Super Bowl?
It was Eagles and KC. It must have been KC.
Nicely done. Wow. On Monday Night Football, we're watching a revenge match.
From my, home state of Missouri, although we're in St. Louis,
so we don't
like KC.
But, right.
You know, still like to see them better than Philadelphia, which is not my favorite city.
I wonder if St. Louis, now that they've lost the Rams, have they migrated to be Chiefs fans?
I don't know. Probably in St. Louis, they're probably more Bears fans.
Oh, okay.
Because it's just, we always feel this affinity to Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago.
Except in baseball, which the Cardinals and the Cubs are sworn enemy.
Hey, well, you nailed that second question. You not only got the winner, you got both teams in the Super Bowl.
Because I knew this was a rematch.
That's too easy then. Well, let's dial back one previous year. Do you know the 2022 Super Bowl?
Didn't KC win again?
Did not.
But they were in it, right?
Dude, you know what? You're putting the pressure on me. I actually don't know
who was in it.
No, it was not. Actually, I do. No. I knew the loser was the Cincinnati Bengals because Joe Burrow came in as a rookie and made it to the Super Bowl.
Was it a West Coast team?
It was a West Coast
Chargers?
Team. It was not. The Chargers haven't been to Super Bowl in a long time.
It wasn't the Rams.
Well,
it could have been the Rams.
I guess it could have been.
Oh, I guess it was the Rams. Well, I knew it was West Coast, okay?
The Rams.
Shelled
out all of their picks.
I'm just used to the Rams being trash because when they were in St. Louis, they were not.
Well, they had that one year, but yeah.
Other than that, they weren't good.
Hey, you got there in a couple picks there. All right, well, let's go along because I know you're a bit of an old timer.
Thank you, Nick.
This will be right up your alley.
I have more hair than you do.
Of these four quarterbacks, who has the highest win rate? Brett Favre.
How is rate determined?
Wins over losses.
Okay, wins over total, maybe.
Brett Great Favre. Call. Wins over total.
There we go.
Nicely done. Brett Favre.
Okay.
Your boy. Tom Brady.
I'm going to be partial to Tom.
Patty Mahomes. We're watching him right here live on TV. He's winning right now.
Yeah.
He's got a 7-2 record right now.
He's good.
Some would say the greatest of all time already.
Maybe not, but okay.
And Peyton Manning. We're watching the Manning cast right now.
Peyton's amazing.
Peyton's a winner.
I'm going to go with my boy Tom Brady.
You know what? Tom Brady slots in at number 2.
Okay, let me see if I can get number 1 then.
Peyton is number 3 and Brett Favre is number 4.
Oh my God.
Patty Mahomes is an 80% winner.
But he hasn't been playing that long. Wait till he gets a little
That's
older.
That's fair enough. Tom Brady.
I think lifetime Tom's going to take it.
I could see that. Tom Brady, he had those 2 or 3 years in Tampa where it was just kind of a semi-retirement that's kind of dashed his.
Well, no, I mean, he took him to a Super Bowl.
Well, yeah.
Come on.
That's true. But they were like 9-7 that year. But anyways.
Okay. But they won the Super Bowl.
Well, you absolutely lost that one pretty roughly. That's okay.
I don't think so.
You got all of them wrong.
Okay. But it should be over lifetime. And lifetime, it's definitely Tom Brady.
Well, the answer should be projecting 10 years out.
Well, yes, it should. Let's go come back in 10 years and we'll talk.
We'll go back to a gimme. How is the NFL draft order established each year?
So it's established by how bad the team was.
Nicely done. The worst record gets the first pick.
Exactly.
Unless they've traded
it. To try to make it, that's right. To try to make it more even so we have good games.
Who do you think of these four teams is currently in line for that number one pick?
Oh.
Do you think it's the New England Patriots?
No, they're not good.
They are no longer good.
We got Carolina
Panthers.
Oh, God, they're awful.
They are abysmal. They had the number one pick last year.
Yeah.
And Bryce Young from Alabama.
He hasn't done it.
All the Bammers that are listening, and we don't have any right now, but as we gain them and they go
back. Sorry, we're Auburn people.
Bryce Young ain't professional.
We'll see.
How about those Arizona Cardinals?
No, they're not that bad, but they're not horrible. I'm not going to go with them.
I'll go ahead and tell you that one of these teams is at 1-9. The others are at 2-8. So other teams are all equally bad. And the last pick is those Chicago Bears. Mom, you nailed it. Which of those teams has the worst? Who is that?
I would say either New England or Carolina. Let me think. I'll go with Carolina.
You nailed it, Mom. Yeah. You're locked in. Those Panthers are horrific.
You know, after they lost their star Auburn quarterback, Cammy Cam juice. It was all over. I hate to see it, but it's true.
Yeah, you know what? And even Cam, once they lost that Super Bowl to Peyton Manning, it was like that's all he had.
I mean, there's no shame in losing to Peyton. Right?
I will give you many bonus points if you can name Panthers' one win of the season. I can give you a little slew of
people. Give me some choices.
Was it the Indianapolis Colts?
Okay.
Was it the Houston Texans?
Okay.
Was it the Chicago Bears? Or was it my beloved Minnesota Vikings? Which the Panthers have played all four of those teams. I'd be happy to read them back to you if
I've got to think. I don't think it's Houston. I don't think it's the Bears. I don't think it's the Vikings. Who's the first one? Colts?
Indianapolis Colts.
All right,
Colts.
I'll go with the Colts.
The Indianapolis Colts traveled into North Carolina and chomped their dick off 27-13.
Never mind. All right, let me guess. Houston?
It was Houston.
Okay, that was my second choice.
Who have lit the NFL world on fire this year. They're currently in the playoffs with C.J. Stroud. When they traded Deshaun Watson away, everybody thought, oh, Houston, they're just tanking now. They'll be in the darkness for many years. They are projected in the playoffs, but somehow the 1-9 Panthers hosted them and beat them.
Well, good for them. They got a win, right?
At least one game
out of the season.
All right, you're struggling here, but you're kind of...
Hey, wait a minute. I'm getting close. Don't tell me I'm struggling. Hey, Kelsey just caught a pass. Good for you, boy. I need 50 points out of you tonight to have a chance. I need like 8 touchdowns for them this day.
Bonus question. Who's this athlete for New Balance right here?
It's a baseball. Oh, it's the best player ever. He's been named the... I do know this, so I don't remember his name. Shut up. It's some kind of Japanese name. And he was voted the only player twice in a row unanimously for most valuable player.
Isn't that amazing?
So I don't... What's his name?
Shohei Ohtani.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't do well with Asian names. I'm sorry. I'm just admitting that.
Hey, you knew who he was. You were in the ballpark there. All right. So you were able to tease out the Carolina Panthers. But you know what the tragic thing is? The Carolina Panthers... To pick the number one overall last year in Bryce Young, traded their 2023 first round pick away. So they will not have that 101 In fact, the Chicago Bears will have that
Well,
101.
you gotta root for the Bears. I mean, I have a soft spot for the Bears too.
The Carolina Panthers will be an
I mean, who
embarrassment.
doesn't love, isn't it Mike Ditka?
Well, the Chicago Bears are in the Vikings
Wasn't
conference,
Mike
so
Ditka with the Bears?
you nailed it, old
Yeah.
timer. I'm proud of you.
Old timer, excuse me.
All right, let's keep going. We've
I'm
got a few
younger
more
than
here.
Ditka is.
I think Ditka's still alive.
He
Pretty sure.
is, and I'm
Dick
younger.
Butkus died. It confused a lot of people.
Okay, he was much older.
Which of these teams is currently not making the playoffs?
Okay.
And I've unfortunately already given one to you. It's the Houston Texans. We already said they are in the playoffs
yes.
right now, which is
so
awesome.
Far.
If they make it to the playoffs and my Vikings don't, they're my number
I
one.
I was going to say
I would
Vikings.
love the Houston
Really?
Texans.
Oh.
CJ Stroud.
I got to go for the Steelers, but I don't. They're not in the playoffs. I know that.
Oh well, hey, we
Poor
can replace
Steelers.
The Houston Texans with the Steelers because you're feeling like they're not in there, but
I don't
I'll
feel
replace
like
them.
They're out. No.
Houston Texans.
These are the ones who aren't going.
You need to pick one that is currently not
not
making the
going.
playoffs.
Okay.
Houston Texans, Cleveland Browns.
I think Browns are okay.
They were the ones who traded for Deshaun
I
Watson,
know,
although he has
but they
not
haven't
played
done that
almost a
well.
lick. My beloved Minnesota Vikings.
It's been tough for the Vikings. They
Or
just
a
had
team
a
you've
tough one.
mentioned previously, those Los Angeles Chargers.
Well, I think the Chargers are okay. I'm going to go. Well, let's see. So it must not be Pittsburgh, since you'd already
That's
told
fair
me.
enough.
Yeah,
The
I couldn't.
Steelers are currently in the
Yeah,
playoffs.
but they're not going to make it.
That conference, I mean, that division,
Must be
the
horrible.
Ravens and the Steelers are currently in the playoffs.
So I do have to give a little football background. I grew up in St. Louis, which is baseball's the thing in St.
Cardinals were
Louis.
just an embarrassment.
So there were the St. Louis Cardinals who moved to Phoenix, and that they remained there. That was when I was a small child.
That's a tragedy.
Then we got the Rams for a little while. But when we got the Rams, I really didn't even live in St. Louis anymore, although I did go to a game. So I'm slightly partial to them. But we lived in Pittsburgh for 8 years, and anyone in Pittsburgh is a huge Steelers, as they say in Pittsburgh, Steelers, not Steelers, Steelers fan.
It's a
and
lovable
so
franchise.
yeah so I'm still
Big
that's my
Ben
number one
Roethlisberger.
That's my still my number one.
Kelsey,
and it's
Kelsey, fumble.
Oh God.
Oh no.
Kelsey, you
they are
loser.
In field goal range in the fourth quarter. They're only up by three, and he fumbles it.
And don't you want to impress Taylor? Jesus Christ, guy. All right, let's
Taylor.
go back.
Let's get a shot of Taylor. Is Taylor at the game?
Probably she goes to
Vikings, Browns, Chargers. That ball is out. That's a fumble.
I guess I'd say Vikings.
How dare you? How dare you? My Vikings are in the playoffs
right now. Then I'll go with Browns.
The Browns are in the playoffs
the
right
Chargers?
Now. The
no.
Chargers.
Oh, my God. I thought the Chargers were doing
The
better.
Chargers are sitting at 4-6. They are a losing team right now, even with Keenan Allen.
Hey, I know, but Keenan put up some numbers, especially last week, 35 points. I mean, you can't ask much more than that.
Mom, that is your second or third time where it was your last choice.
Okay, but because I have Keenan Allen, it's like Chargers good. When I think of Chargers, I think of good.
Let's bring it back to fantasy football because this is what... That's not a fumble. Oh, my God. Insane play where Jalen Hurts throws a quick pass and it gets blown up on contact.
No, we want Jalen to do well so Jandy can win.
What did you just say to me?
Well,
what
we'd rather have him win than his opponent.
JP? How can you say that?
Yeah, blood's thicker than water. Sorry, JP.
We're sitting with 13 minutes left. Jandy only needs 5 points.
Well, yeah, but he may not get them. I
he
mean, it's going to be tough.
Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, but Pat Mahomes has not done much this game.
What is Philadelphia doing right now?
Not much.
Why are you throwing back-to-back quick outs?
Well,
when you have AJ Brown, when you have DeAndre Swift, when you have Devonta Smith, you're going to throw it to old busted Julio Jones on a quick out?
I'm just saying, AJ Brown, so he's on my team.
Yeah, he's not
1.3 points.
Let's get back to the
1.3.
Let's get back to fantasy football.
All right.
See how locked in you are on the season. This year, we're just about through with week 11.
Yep. I did know that.
Who's the number one quarterback in fantasy football?
Oh, geez. It's not the Buffalo guy because he has not done that great. I mean, he's not horrible. Number one quarterback. It's none of my guys.
I know. I don't have him. My
bones. I don't know. Patrick Mahomes, maybe?
It's a decent guess. It's that Buffalo guy.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Josh Allen.
Is Josh, because I thought he underperformed in a couple weeks.
Is leading the league, and he's leading it in stride by over 40 points.
Well, I say it wasn't him because I played a couple opponents, or I played one opponent that has him, Jandy. And he
had a
did
bit of
not,
a soft game.
Yeah, I had a soft game that week. So that's why I was thinking, yeah, he's not all he's cracked up to be.
Let's go to the running
back. But I do like the Bills. I'm partial to them too.
Absolutely. Let's go to the running back position. Number one running back on the year in fantasy football.
Keenan.
Keenan Allen is a wide receiver.
Oh. Well, he's my number one. I don't care what he
I love Keenan.
Well, especially last week, my 35 points.
Mom, you are not allowed to look on Sleeper during this trivia.
All right. Wide receiver.
No, running back.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're doing running. Well, it's not my boy, Cup.
Cup is a wide receiver.
Well, McCaffrey. It's McCaffrey.
It is Christian McCaffrey.
And he's my boy, too. And I love him.
And he,
I confuse running backs and wide receivers.
He has 50 more points than the next running back.
He was my first draft choice, just saying.
He is leading.
Kelsey was my second.
The RB2 with 5 more points per game.
He was worth being the first, yeah. He has not well, he had one game where he came out and was not the finest, but
let's move
he's still
into
my
the
boy.
Wide receiver, and no, it's not Keenan Allen.
It's not Keenan.
There's a drop pass by Alex's boy, Rashi Rice. You love to see it.
No, I don't. I want Alexander to win. Come on, Mahomes.
Who's the number one wide receiver in football in fantasy?
Oh, it's not Cup.
Rashi Rice is going out of the game on 3rd and 9. You love to see it.
No, I don't.
Who's the best wide receiver in football?
Could still get a
It's not Keenan Allen. You know it's not Cooper Kupp.
It's not Cooper Kupp. Yeah, he has not done well.
More like Cooper Cut.
Yeah, okay. Don't insult him. He needs all the
This is a huge 3rd and 9 right here. This is a huge 3rd and 9. There's pressure! He throws it! Kelsey! Not Kelsey! Oh, Noah. Yeah, that was definitely a catch. That was Christian Watson?
Yeah, not my man, Kelsey.
Wow, that was a great throw by Patrick.
Oh, wide receiver.
Who's been tearing it up?
I don't know, Nick. I can't even think. Can you give me some different names?
He
and
plays
I pick
for the
one?
Miami Dolphins.
It's not Nakua.
He used to play for these Kansas City Chiefs.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm drawing a blank.
It's the Tyreek the Freak Hill.
Oh,
dude
Tyreek
is
Hill.
Absolutely nasty.
Yeah, he's not on my
but
team.
We mentioned CMC 50 more points than.
Yeah.
Tyreek is actually only 20 points more than Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen.
Two.
I love you. Keep doing what you do. Not a great week this week, but you're still my main man.
And I know there's no hope for this, but I'll give you a chance.
God,
number
thank
one
you.
Tight end on the year.
Kelsey.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, he has not done that great.
Not even close.
He should have been because he was my second draft choice.
I think he's like the fifth or sixth on the year.
Tight end in the second.
I'll give you a hint.
And it's not because I'm a Taylor Swift fan. Quite
You're
the opposite.
You're not a Swiftie, huh?
No, not at all. I'm not a
I'll
fan.
I'll give you
all.
A hint. He plays for my beloved Minnesota Vikings.
Ew.
His first name is TJ.
TJ Hill? Is
it? No. TJ Hockenson is the number one tight end. I got the H right. Hey, we've got some Thanksgiving games this Thursday. Love that. Do you happen to know any of the...
Usually Dallas
Dallas is playing. Dallas is going to host the Washington Commanders.
So my husband's from Texas, Nick's dad, and he's always been a Dallas fan. And so I know every Thanksgiving Dallas plays, we always watch them.
Green Bay is traveling into Detroit.
Oh, that should be good.
That's a great divisional game.
Yeah, Lions and the Packers. Awesome.
And San Francisco plays a little West Coast, traveling into Seattle.
Oh, that could be interesting. The Seahawks.
The Seahawks have been a very up and down. Oh,
yeah,
that's just a drop.
Seahawks kind of sometimes good, sometimes not so good.
You know what's coming after Thanksgiving Thursday?
That would be the Iron Bowl.
You're skipping a very important day.
That's Friday. That would be, I don't know.
We have our first Black Friday football game.
Really?
Unbelievable.
I didn't know they were doing a Black Friday.
I was stunned.
That's like unprecedented.
So you think, okay, maybe, you know, some people still work on Friday.
No, nobody works.
Oh. Except well, they're playing in a prime. It's 2 p.m. in the afternoon.
Yeah, so who's playing?
It could be really ugly. Oh. It's the Miami Dolphins. They're a good team. The New York Jets.
Jets, not so good.
But the Jets have a good defense.
And the Jets are at home.
Which of these four do you think has the highest over-under of the week? You know what over-under is?
I know what over-under
which
is.
One of these teams do you think, I mean, which one of these games do you think has the highest over-under for Thanksgiving weekend? Is it those Commanders traveling into Dallas?
Could be.
Is it the Rams traveling into Arizona?
No.
Is it the Buffalo Bills traveling into Philadelphia to play the Eagles?
No.
Or is it the Baltimore Ravens traveling to play the Chargers?
Either the first or the last. Or it could be the third. All right, I'm going to go with the third one.
The third one was the Bills at Philadelphia. That would have been my expectation. See? The Bills at Eagles, that's a marquee matchup.
Yeah, that's what I think.
But Gabe Davis and his zero targets ain't getting it done for the Buffalo Bills. And it is not actually them. It is the Washington Commanders going into Dallas.
No, because I think Dallas is going to rack up.
Dallas could put up 45 points by themselves.
That's true. It's not the Commanders. That's for sure.
I've got one last. This is not a trivia question. This is an open-ended. This should be in your wheelhouse right now.
Okay.
This is just kind of a hypothetical. You're an NFL coach.
Okay.
Head coach.
I would be happy to have all that money.
And you just lost a really tough game.
It's okay. I'll get a buyout.
Give me your press speech after the game.
Well, you know, the fans expected more, and it's my fault. You know, I didn't have the team prepared, and we're going to, you know, work on that this week and you know, just address the shortcomings and keep our spirits up, and we'll come back and do the best we can. That's all we can do. And like I said, it's definitely the coach. It's on me. Not on the boys.
Well, Alice, we noticed that you benched your star quarterback after the first half and gave it to a rookie.
Well, you know, he was feeling some pain in his thumb, and I didn't want to press it, you know, and jeopardize the future games, which are even more important as we get towards the playoffs. So, you know, you got to play the long game here, too. It can't always be the short game.
Yeah, those short and hurt thumbs can really hurt.
Thumb injuries on a quarterback are deadly.
Well, what do you think he can do to earn your trust this week to get the start next week?
He needs to do thumb exercise and show me that his thumb is fully operational. You know, we'll do some passes and see what his arm looks like with his thumb.
Alice, really appreciate it. Really appreciate it.
Anytime, Nick. You know.
Hey, we loved it. Now that you're an aficionado of fantasy football, you're going to have to come on the pod more often.
I want to, and I do have to say, I would not be a fan of fantasy football. Stop it. Too many F's and PH's in a row.
Let's not get dirty.
Without Nick and JP. So big shout out to them. I'm a loyal fan, and I'll be sharing this on my social media with everyone, even though I know I'm very boring compared to Nick. Even JP. JP's pretty dead man. I mean, Nick's the color guy, and JP's the straight man, but I'm even more boring than JP is because I'm not as knowledgeable.
I hate to end the episode with this, but Jandy just locked up the W.
Okay, I'm happy. Alexander, good for you. If one son has to lose, so be it, but we want the other one to win.
Bitch.
I will say, Jandy, this season, you should just go buy a ton of lottery tickets because your luck has been ridiculous. I'm still hoping for a playoff between the Suns and a tie. And, you know, you've locked up the championship the last few years. So I do have to say, I do hope Nick wins and you win second.
But well, we will have to.
First and Nick wins second, I won't cry either.
We'll have to have you back on when maybe you win your championship this year.
Well, see, Dad already told me he's moved ahead of me because of my loss to Robbie. Congrats, Robbie. You shouldn't have won, but so be it.
We'll catch you next time, Alice.
All right. Ciao, ciao.